What's up, guys? So I did a recent podcast about Ryan Garcia and his mysterious ways about him right now. I was also watching, I think it's the Live Files. The guy's awesome. He's got the Heckler Fish. I don't know if you guys have seen the Heckler Fish. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool channel. The guy's cool. He's in depth. He does his research. So he talks about Andre Dawson. Okay, which I didn't know about. I mean, I've seen the TikTok, but I didn't really know about the whole story. Okay, so like, you know, this kid lives in like Alberta, Canada. All right, and he was like all of fucking 35 years old, supposedly. He goes out one day. He's driving in his truck with his friend. Now, whether they had some cockamamie plan to, you know, it doesn't take much to make look like something is a hoax, okay? Especially in the internet, with AI and all the bullshit going on. You can look at something on a mountain and it might look like a body, but it doesn't move, right? And then the next day you go, and that's not there. It's not there because you're further away from, or you're in a different angle to the mountain. Okay, so he goes over this mountain. He looks at the top of the ridge, and you know, out of the billions of people, he gets to see. He thinks he's seeing Sasquatch. So that was like one of the TikToks. And then he goes there the next day, okay, and And his Sasquatch sighting was gone. Okay. Now, to get through all this real fairly quick, and I won't bore you with all. So then he goes on with a few other TikToks, like that same mountain. He's seen a helicopter. And which, you know, most would believe is a helicopter. And if you're not from these mountainous areas, like a Seattle or, you know, Eugene, fucking Washington, you won't know about how things operate out there, okay? So anyway, he does a TikTok and he sees this, you know, this weird contraption and, you know, supposedly looks like a helicopter of some sorts. And so, and then the next day, you know, so he writes military, you know, and he'll leave your conscience to think about what you think the military is doing as far as this and that's concerned. So he says the military. The next day he puts another TikTok out saying, oh well, now that there's some camp up on the hill, right? So the guy does the Y files. He comes to find out that the thing on the hill was nothing but an antenna, okay? It was just a big antenna that was, you know, on the ridge, like a satellite fucking communications things for, or catch signals and what have you. So he does this, and you know, Y-Files debunks all his sightings. What he thought was a Sasquatch was an antenna. What he thought was a helicopter was nothing but a logging drone. Okay, what he thought was a military base is an observatory for you in Canada, like what we have in fucking in California there, the fucking Hubble telescope or something, you know, something like that. It's an observatory thing. There's no way that the military 24 hours is just gonna plop a fucking camp on top of a ridge of a mountain. I mean, what the fuck? Are you serious? Like, common sense is dead. I mean, are you serious? I mean, I'm not saying that you guys don't have lack common sense. I'm just saying the other people that watch these videos and come up with these wacky conclusions, right? Because they fucking took a fucking a blue pill. It's like, are you got to be kidding me, bro? And then the shots that he gives you, you can tell it's different angles. One has a snow fucking covered mountain, the next one isn't, and it's the same mountain. So you're telling me in three days the fucking snow's melted on that fucking high of elevation? Are you serious, bro? Like, are you serious? The people, like, all the people that got bamboos, and we're talking millions and millions of people, right? So he's putting all this shit out, right? And then he does, And then he goes up to the, he's trying to go up to the road where the Sasquatch is, right? And he's got his boy in a Dodge Charger, right? And this is all a cockamamie plan that was hatched probably just right on spot, right? So he's got his boy, he drives up and he's like, well, I'm gonna film there. I'm gonna go there at 5:30, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, you wake up at 5:30, probably gotta be at 6, you gotta be at work at 7. So it gives you you woke up a half hour early so you can go and do this little fucking thing with your friend. So he drives up the hill and he goes, oh, he's still here, right? And I'm like, well, why don't you go at like 2 in the morning to see if he's actually really there at 2 in the morning? Well, both you motherfuckers gotta sleep, huh? Okay. So 5:30, he drives up. Lo and behold, there's a Dodge Charger there. Now, prior to this encounter, he said he was going to film it all. When he gets to the guy, he puts the fucking phone down. And I'm like, okay, well, great. So the guy goes, yeah, road's close. Sorry, guy, turn around. He goes, road's close, please, just turn around and go home and go. Like, it didn't establish any authority, didn't have the prick atmosphere that a cop fucking has, okay? Especially nowadays, all right? No, that was just bullshit. And you don't even put the... So what was cool is that he... So what I give him credit for is he goes, listen, nobody's going to believe me because I didn't show your fucking face. So they're not going to know if you're really a cop or not, right? So he hacks up this plan saying, well, you know how the cops, you know, put the light in the cameras to kind of fucking blind your eyes and you really can't see anything. And if the way of I'm driving, if I'm going, say, probably 10 miles an hour, we'll just see a faint version of you, okay? So with your, you know, with your black fucking jacket and your fucking skin tight pants tucked into Tim's, you know what I mean? Like, it was fucking insane. Like, this dude had nothing but like straight thigh huggers on with fucking some Tim boots, right? According to the Wi files, because he slowed down and he analyzed the image and things like that, you know, global positionings and shit like that, and he found out the kid was totally lying. So then the kid takes it a step further and says, oh, they're stalking me. He goes, oh, cop's stalking me. Walks out the car, just walks right out of his house, right? Walks right out of his house towards the Charger. The Charger takes off with a fucking manufactured exhaust, okay? The guy at the Wi-Fi's pulled out. He goes, why would they have a manufactured exhaust if it's a fucking cop? Them things are outfitted so they don't fucking have like a governor on the engine, and the things can just fucking fly, right? You know what I mean? They're unleashed. So all this shit, right, that cop people would know, right? There's millions of cop people out there that have said that was a fucking hoax. So all you gotta understand, all the viewers to this shit are gonna be the dumbest motherfuckers you've ever seen, because the ones that didn't see it or did see it and knew about muscle cars, knew about fucking how cops move and go, how snow melts at high of elevations, they would have already written this whole fucking thing off. Mind you, this took place 1 year ago. Okay? Then the kid makes another TikTok, and he's not... Now, mind you, every TikTok he's done, he's held the camera. So this time, he's not holding the camera. He's got his back against the wall. He's leaning forward, so his back's not straight up against the wall. Like, he's in some type of duress or some shit. Keeps looking to the left. He looks high as a fucking kite, drunk or something. Okay? It goes dark for like, I don't know, like 3 weeks. Comes up with another like TikTok. I forget one other part, but then like all of a sudden, like this is 2022, last year, right? So the kid fucking supposedly commits suicide. Now, this is where everybody is a little hung up on. So, in Alberta, Canada, whether somebody dies or doesn't, you can go on this public page and write an obituary for somebody that hasn't even passed without any death records, okay? That is what this gentleman had came to find out, that when he had posted on his TikTok that... Or his wife or a sister or somebody of some sorts, his wife, I think it was, because he had two kids. I'm talking in the past tense. So anyway, here's the deal. I don't know yet, but here's the deal. He dies on July 1st of 2022, the deaths, the fake, you know, death obituary that you can put in this fucking, I don't know what website it is, it's ridiculous, but that's Canada for you. You don't need a death certificate. So he posts that to that website, and this, on the same day that he's supposed to be not on this earth. So it makes for some, you know, strange bedfellows to say, oh, on the same day he died, he got to do a post. And I guess like the IP address would come from, you know, would come from either his phone or his girl or of some sorts. You know what I mean? But, yeah, the time that it was posted, it looked like it was like 1400, so it would have been like 2:27 in the afternoon, more or less, when his post had him fucking deceased first thing. You know, so it's like this, it's just this weird fucking thing going on, right? Now, here's the deal. Now, let's just say this kid is cocking up this plan, they're sitting in, they're drinking, they start thinking about this shit, and they're like, holy shit, like, you know, like, they were just driving, they look at this thing, and, you know, it looked like a man, they found out was an antenna, you know, and then they said, you know what, let's take this a little further. So they go ahead and they get a little creative, as much as they could, and they make this video, right? Now, there's a death passing, okay? A couple facts. This kid wanted to be an aspiring singer or actor, okay? So, this could be all just a big ruse to show how good he may be able to act and, you know, string up a storyline. I have no idea. But he has a sister that would post on Facebook constantly. Constantly, constantly, constantly. Well, the news of her brother dies, and she doesn't post not one fucking thing on Facebook about his passing or not passing. Doesn't say anything. His wife makes a condolence page on a TikTok. Now, my thing is that if this is a hoax, he's pulled off the greatest hoax, the hoax that he could do. Now, why do I think it's a hoax? Because he supposedly dies in either June or July of last year, right? So we're not even up to his first anniversary yet of his death, okay? So let's just say theoretically, he's gonna, you know, come back and rise from the dead, if you will, on his birthday. Well, I mean, on the day of his passing. Now, on the anniversary of his passing, now, mind you, there's no DOB, there's no pedigree information, no DOB, no fucking Social Security, no nothing on this kid, no nothing, nothing. Okay, so so before we go fucking jumping off the cliff of fucking conspiracies and shit, and common sense, right? You got a kid that's in his mid-30s, right, at this point. He's in his mid-30s. He dies, I think, around at a young age of 35. That's if he died, right? Okay. Now, let's just say he was also, you know, he was an inspiring actor, but he was, maybe let's just say he was a fucking spook. What if he was trying to be an FBI agent for the Canadian people or whatever, all right? And he knew that he got accepted and, you know, TikTok and Facebook is not going to be what he's going to be on because of his next move that he's about to make. And working with the, you know, Canadian government or wherever he was, whatever he was about to do, wouldn't allow him to keep continuing the charade because, you know, the field that he's in doesn't allow him to do that. Now, the reason why I say, I know it sounds like a stretch, but there is no pedigree information of this kid. It's like a fucking ghost. He's like a fucking ghost. All right? Now, this kid loves dogs. He's got it looks like a bulldog, English bulldog or something. I don't know much about dogs, but it looks like a bulldog. All right? He loves this dog. he, you know, did funny videos with his kids. He was, you know, seems like he was in their lives all the time. Him and his girl or wife had a great relationship. They seemed to be chill and relaxed and just cool. And, you know, living out in Alberta, Canada, and you're in these royal places, you know, you can't, you got to have some type of cash, money. You can't just be a fucking Walmart worker. Nothing's wrong with a Walmart worker, but I'm just saying, for the things that he possessed, where he lived, most likely owned a home or an apartment of some sort. I just feel that there was, he was working, and he was on his next move. He's middle aged. He's ready to do something. And I think that, you know, if there's no pedigree information, maybe he was going into some type of Canadian military, where he was gonna go to a part of that government where they, you know, erase a lot of shit. So he's like, fuck it, this is my last hurrah, I'm gonna act like I fucking died, you know what I mean? But lo and behold, you know, I'm on the fucking, on the internet, I'm dead, but real life, I'm, you know, I'm actually in the, you know, the Canadian fucking government, you know what I'm saying, for some military organization. I'm just saying, that is one, you know, profession that would make you disappear. Not saying that they would make him disappear, I'm just saying that he went in, he's working in there, and now his identity is concealed to the point where it looked like the fucking kid just died, okay? So he tells his wife, do this, right? And then, you know, the anniversary of his death, again, hasn't come to pass. We're still coming for that. So the day of his anniversary is going to be a huge telltale sign. The anniversary of his passing will tell us, is it going to be a good telltale sign to find out whether this kid is still alive or if he's dead, okay? If you look at him, you can tell that, you know, he was a hip-hop kid. You know, he had a little bit of swagger to him. He's a country dude, probably went shooting. He's in shape and shit. And, you know, he's got a life for himself. I mean, this kid's already pumped out two kids. You know what I mean? With a chick. And he's 30. And, you know, at that time, he's like probably, what, 28, 29. So whatever career he's in it to where he knows that he can start a family and be able to afford that. And the fucking F-150 truck and all the other shit that comes along with this stuff, right? So he has to have some type of income in and around, I would say, 65 to fucking 75, 60, 55 to $65,000. So there's no other records of this kid. No other records. So you're telling me some kid just finds TikTok, his sister finds Facebook, he never found Facebook? He never found fucking Facebook? So the one thing that points out to me, now when you look at this kid, if you look at his first TikToks to when his passing, he's very thicker. He's fatter in the beginning. Towards the end, he looks real skinny in the face. To the point where, you know, he drops pounds. Now, whether this kid was on fucking, you know, GB, fucking human growth hormones or fucking, you know, steroids or whatnot, that's to be determined. But to me, the way he did that video when he was in that guest shirt, that spoke like fucking drugs, alcohol, the slurring of the words, the mobility of the eyes and how red they were. So, you know, you could have a combination of alcohol and marijuana in his system, maybe a fucking benzo or two, you know, whatever. So, was that the day that started, you know, his drug habit, which then really, now, mind you, you're in Alberta, fucking Canada. Canada has, you know, it's not like it's all connected like the United States. They're all separated. They all get different. They're all in provinces. So, he's in Alberta where the big Alberta fire happens. So, you know that's in the middle of freaking nowhere, right? Okay. And when you get drugs in the middle of fucking nowhere, they're going to be some disgusting drugs, okay? Because everybody in the middle of nowhere can't get drugs like they can everywhere. So the people in the middle of nowhere start taking a little bit out of the baggie, put a little bit in the purse. Take a little bit out the baggie, put a little bit in the purse. Next thing you know, by the time it gets to your hands, you don't know what you got. You could have rat poison, fucking farina. I mean, it could be fucking a macadamia nut for all you know. I mean, seriously. This is, you know, I mean, this is how it goes in rural areas of America with drugs. That's why they die like flies out in the country, because everybody can't get it like they can in the city.
Well, everybody dies in the city too.
Yeah, because it's just the way it fucking goes, because, you know, it is what it is. It's a city, so you got more people. But what I'm getting at is that it's more dangerous to do drugs in a rural area than it is in the fucking city, because the city drug dealers need your business. They want you to come back. They really don't want you to die, okay? The people in the country, they just want to get high. That time, that day, right there, that moment, now, they want to get high. That's it. They're not thinking about tomorrow or the fucking next day. Believe me. The country people do not think about detoxing. They don't think about this. They don't think about that. They just act. They're in the moment. They're in the now. And if you want something in a fucking rural place, you're going to have to go to 3 people before you get to the source. That's if you even get to the source. And you got to trust those 3 people to hand it off to the other 3 people before it gets to you without them touching anything in that motherfucking bag. And oh, by the way, that means you got to trust a fucking drug addict. Okay, show me how that'll work out. So my and that was another thing. The post, I don't know if it had color, but it was in like a black and white still frame shot. He was in like the photo was up above him. It looked like he was either, say, on the, it looked like, say, maybe if he was looking up after his dog was laying down, or you know, was petting her or laying on her, and then, you know, looked up and somebody snapped a photo, and that's what it was. So he had a ponytail. He had his hair in a ponytail. So I'm sure the kid knew how to wear braids here and there. I'm sure he had a thing of corn rolls at one point. Just the way his lineup was when he had his hair in a ponytail, you could see, like, you know, he needed a lineup. But you guys get what I'm saying, is that he was manicured. He had some swag. He knew what he was. He had a little thing about him. He had a spark or whatever. So it doesn't lead me to believe that, you know, he has these ambitions. He wants to be a fucking an actor or a singer. Okay. And sometimes, I guess, when he was doing these, like, acting and singing videos, he would do them on the mountains. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they log fucking wood. So maybe he was a fucking logger, okay? Those areas are great for FBI, CIA to fucking grab. They want home country fucking, you know, whether it be red-blooded Canadians, red-blooded fucking Americans, they want these hometown boys. You know what I mean? There's a certain fiber they got in them that you know, governmental organizations look for. It's like they go in their countries to look for the brutes, and they go in the city to look for the brains. You know what I mean? Because all the cities got the colleges and shit like that, so they look for the tech fucking whizzes out on the coasts and inland. Deep down middle of America or middle Canada, they look for the country fucking boy that's fucking loading up some hay and shit like that, right? So, because you got somebody like that, they're going to fight harder for their country, right? If they're farming their own land, I'm fighting for my land that I'm going to farm when I get the fuck back home. You know what I mean? So, there's that, right? There's that aspect. So, what's my point? My point is that it's either the kid was dealing with some depression, okay, after making these videos and realized, wow, you know, I get more fucking views off of a hoax than I do my singing or my acting, okay? So he looks at it like fucked up, like, wow, like, holy shit, like, the world's fucked, like, the world will watch dumb shit a million times over, and whether it's real or not, believe it, and anything that's true and authentic gets no traction, right? So he sits there and he he's adding his mountains, he's fucking sits there and thinks, like, holy shit, you know, I got 2 kids, you know, probably 2 or 4, or, you know, whatever, both 4 or 5, something like that, and he's 35. He's in maybe a semi-midlife crisis. He gets the fucking going on the drugs. It starts wearing him down. complications at home and yada yada, things as such like that. And next thing you know, fucking you know, he's on drugs real hard, to the point where, you know, again, he's in a rural area. He hasn't, now let's just say, you know, he picked up a bag 2 days ago, did it, waited a day, caught more, and then fucking did a little extra, and it killed him over. And that's just how it goes, because people, I don't understand what it is with drug addicts and fentanyl these days. They think that they can do the same amount of dope or fentanyl or whatever that they did before when they went into detox. I don't understand that fucking logic, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I smoke 10 blunts a day and don't smoke a blunt, don't smoke any weed for 2 days, and then go ahead and smoke 10 fucking blunts, I don't think I'd even reach 10 blunts. And I think my common sense fucking mind would say, you know, your tolerance just went down a little bit, so I'm sure you ain't gonna need these whole 10 blunts like you did fucking 48 hours ago, right? I mean, I guess that's just common sense to me. So the kid sits there in bewilderment as far as how this world is, how he's getting all these plays. I mean, we're talking 8 million, 9 million, 300 something K. I mean, this kid's getting spins off everything, and he can't get noticed for his talents. He's gotten noticed for a hoax. So much so that a podcaster emailed him. All right, and that's when it really got real. And said, "Hey, you know, bro, what's up? I'd like to interview you for on the Giant hoax, on the Giant case, you know, the Giant on the Mountain." And he was talking about his video of the Sasquatch. And he just wrote back like, "Yo, bro, it was fake. It was fake. All a hoax. You know what I mean? So it's like, don't bother me. Like, I don't want to get into this limelight now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want the limelight. I did this thing and I did it. And now, you know, I'm so fucking fucked up over it because I wanted to be a singer, and now this thing's took off, and it's made me famous for the wrong reasons. I'm gonna be labeled as a liar. Do you know what I mean? So he's not gonna be famous. He's gonna be pretty much infamous, in a way, in a bad way, right? So he sits there, and this is how you know things like this can get for people. We don't know how mental illness strikes anybody. You know, whether it be a Ryan Garcia, whether it be a fucking, you know, Wayne Melanson, whether it be a Andre Dawson, we don't know. Especially when there's heavy drug involvement. You know what I mean? When you got heavy drug involvement, you never know how bad it can get for somebody's head, right? So, what was I gonna say? So he sits there, and now it's to the point where now he know everybody knows it's a hoax. Okay, somebody pretty much came out flat out and asked him, and if it wasn't a hoax, he could have made much more money off this by spewing it to the world on a podcast. So he doesn't take the extra leap to continue with the story. So he's right there. All those millions of views now stop. So now what are you gonna do? You got the talent, couldn't do shit with that. You made a fucking hoax, it fucking flew. Can't do shit with that. You be labeled as a liar, right? Now what the fuck's he do? Well, now he sits there and he says, holy shit, what the fuck did I do? Now what am I gonna do, right? Right, and especially when you're 35 and this is last year, you're getting over COVID, people are starting to come out and come back and mingling and dingling and shit. And you got this story that is damn near proliferated through the fucking internet, right? Because verbatim, the internet has no chill, right? So he knew this. So now to the point where he's on this roller coaster, speeding down the fucking hill at 1,000 miles per hour on this train that he can't stop. And he tries to stop, and he knows that this thing's gonna keep going on and on and on and on and on. Until he comes out and says it was a hoax or not, or B, he sits and says, I can either shut up, do something good for my family, and die. And leave this mystery in the mind, and leave this into the minds of the masses and let them figure it out. Let them be their own, you know, judge, jury, and executioner of my story. Do you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, there is these weird tidbits about him where there is no, that again, there's no pedigree information on this kid. So either this kid was a government asset, okay? He had some time before he had to either enlist or go where he had to go. Like, let's just say I was surrendering for jail for a lifetime. And I was going to, like, the new fucking prison out in Brazil. Not to be ever seen or heard from again. Okay, because I got a fucking tattoo of MS-13 on me. So I'm going to this prison, never to be seen again. So when it fucking so when they say, hey, Wayne, and, you know, check in 45 days. Okay, sounds good. In 45 days, I crack up this fucking Hachimini plan because I'm getting drunk, fucking stoned with my friend. We do this thing. We was going to go out hunting, and we seen this antenna look like a fucking Sasquatch. And the whole internet took it hook, line, and sinker in the year 2022. Imagine that. We've already seen these things. And it's like, you're going to be shitting me. And it's like, people still fucking believe him. So he either said, since I can't be a musician, or I can't be an actor, and I generated all this traffic towards this TikTok channel that now my wife can do whatever she might want to do with it, and just the traffic alone will get ad spots and whatever. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way is what I'm getting at, right? So he says, okay, well, I can either do this or I'm going to have to live this life my whole life. And what are my kids going to say to me? Like, oh, you know what I mean? I don't know if it just got too, if the shit got too thick too soon for his sober mind to cut through, in the words of Jay, to make a rational decision. And he just looked at it like, I might as well take this thing to the bank and leave it for my wife and kids. This is the best thing I could possibly do for my family, because I don't know what's going to be my next move. I don't know what could top this fucking story. This, you know what I'm saying? Other than me obviously dying. Right? I mean, like, you know, I'm not trying to be insincere here. I'm not. I'm just trying to just rationalize it in my own head. That's why I'm just talking the way I'm talking. But you know, it just leaves me to think that, like, if it was me, and I was in that situation, and I'm not a government asset, and I fucking created a ruse, right, and I didn't get noticed for the talents that I wanted to get noticed for. Jesus Christ, that's a big fucking sheriff. Fucking, that's a, eat that motherfucker, ready for war, that Ford. I would say, well, this, I'm gonna have to leave, this is my career, this was it, this is it. Like, and it came to him. He says, this is it. Like, this is, so it's staring me right in front of my face. The way I take care of my family is exactly what I'm doing now. I create this hoax, not the whole story, but I create this hoax of either that it is a hoax, and then I died because of, you know, government influences, right? And, oh, shit, by the way, I was going to check in for fucking, you know, to be a fucking, in the ROTC fucking junior fucking Canadian FBI agent or whatever, right? And races and pedigree information, and boom, okay. So, and remind you, this happened last year, and in the world of TikTok now and in YouTube, I'm surprised somebody didn't go and already talk to the wife, okay. So I'm sure she's gotten somebody to give her the right guidance and how to maneuver through what may be the onslaught of a fucking ton of questions, right? So, so the anniversary of his passing, because you got to put a body somewhere, right? It has to be in a lot. It has to be already paid for. You know, there has to be a stone of some sort, I would imagine, okay, however they do it up there, or maybe you can just fucking bury a motherfucker in your backyard, how we do, I don't know, whatever, right, but you get what I'm saying, right, like, it's too hard to hide a body hide a kid that's not either a government asset, or something of something, or even a fucking a bought and paid for Chinese American TikTok marketing fucking sensation. He could be in fucking Hong Kong for all we fucking know. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, this again, this was on TikTok. This was like at the height of, this was like right, you know, I mean, TikTok was taking off, but I mean, it was like reaching another pinnacle, you know, so it was like every little thing and story was just juicing the shit out of the stocks. And, you know, I don't leave it out of the, you know, the Communist Party. They'll pay an American to fucking stand there and just in a suit at six figures, you know? I mean, you know, they got love shacks and shit. The Chinese think of a lot of stuff. And so we don't know where this cat could be. We don't know what the fucking thing was. And still to this day, you're going to have people searching and making videos of it. And this will be one of those little, you know, urban internet legends that will live on as fucking infamy. Okay? As this kid sits in some place with his wife and kids. Okay? Because, you know, again, like, I just can't understand him, you know, allowing his kids to look at this after a while without him saying, this is how we pulled the biggest trick on the world. It's because this company wanted to, you know, make it bigger. So daddy created this illusion that there was this, you know, how you know, you think this boogeyman's and stuff like that. And explains it to his kids. You know what I'm saying? And now they understand why they're, you know, living the way they live and da, 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 da. But they can never go back into America, you know, and these kids got to go into schools. You know, they got to go into colleges. And this information only gets, you know, worn out even further. And the information just gets longer and longer. But what I'm saying is it's a monetary video that somebody will take, like, WAV files, cut it up, chop it down, remaster it, upload it, and make money off of it. So now this is a money-making royalty video. And, you know, if I died, I would want my wife to seek lawyers and say, how am I not getting any of these royalties or any of this ad money or data out of any of this? Is beyond me. So all that shit, all the shit that you would see come to about when somebody dies, especially with that type of fame, if you will, you know, would want to get the monetary sums if her husband died. Do you know what I mean? I mean, that's just A B plus, you know, is equal C. So, you know, let's wait till the end of the year. I don't necessarily. I mean, I can. You know, I don't think the kid's with us. I think, like I said, I really think he really got into a head full of drugs. He created a hoax. He was on a fucking speeding bullet that he couldn't fucking stop. He didn't know how to get out of that. Didn't know his next move, and he said, you know what? With all this and that I know that is true, it is going to make this look even more powerful if I was to, commit suicide. You know what I mean? And I think him thinking about how the world was seeing hoaxes and authentic stuff and, you know, was, you know, all about the sense, you know, senses, you know, sensationalize it, you know, and anything real and authentic was not getting traction. You know, like, people say, oh yeah, just go out and start a podcast and you can do it. Like, no, you can't. You got to keep grinding. I don't have a producer. You guys know that. You guys see, I don't have no producer, so I just got to go ad lib, do this, do that. I mean, that's a lot of fucking work. So to beat his next move of the millions and millions and millions of views that he drew in on that hoax, there was no way he could do it but continue the hoax and say, hey, look, what I know is true and what I don't know is true, it still looks like as if this story is actually fucking real. And the only way I can put that little cherry on top to make the mystery more solid from the holes that people or I've already poked into it and reaffirm those holes is by committing suicide. And I think by using drugs and living in Alberta or in the middle of nowhere, midlife, two kids, a wife, who knows if they were breaking up. I don't know what the situation was personally for him, but I just feel that him just looking at what was happening and what was not happening and saying, how can I outbeat my next step? How can I explain this to the kids? How can I even live on when I got podcast people? Like, just imagine if he was, if this thing, if just imagine if the suicide didn't happen. How many fucking podcasts would he be on and would get ridiculed for? He'd make one or two, three podcasts, right, to a, and then he'd be ridiculed on the comment section that would drive him probably back to the fucking drugs, to the hill, and there you go. Do you know what I'm saying? So I just really feel that the picture that they had, you know, it showed a thinner kid where he could have been younger in that picture. Again, I'm just going off my own, you know, visualization, but it looked like he was fat and then he got skinnier, and it looked like he got pretty skinny to the point where he was doing drugs. And if he's doing hard labor like logging, he could have fucking pulled his back, took a few perks, and the rest is history, folks. You know what I mean? So, wherever you are, Andre, I wish you the best. Many blessings to you and your family. You created something that's gonna live on for a while, and is gonna always have somebody guessing. So, not only did you create one of the best biographies of yourself, well done, bravo. So again, wherever your spirit is, I hope everything is well and right for you, and what a story. So folks, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I love you as always, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.